You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Just to give you a review, last week we talked about the jealousy of God. Diba, first week, holiness of God. Last week was that God is a jealous God and that His jealousy is based on His mercy and His love, not on His pride or insecurity like most of us when we get jealous dahil insecure tayo or mayabang tayo. Pero si God, He's jealous for us because He doesn't want us to worship other gods because the other gods would just bring about destruction in our own lives. So He says, I'm jealous for you because you're going there when in fact, when you're with me, you'll enjoy life and the blessings of God and the covenant of God when we're together. All right, so today we'll look at the justice of God and our text is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 3 to 12, if you have Bibles with you, you can open it up. If you don't have your Bibles with you, why? Okay? But meron po tayong ano dito, kodigo dito. Ano? And I'll go through the verses, but in verse 3, and I'm reading from the ESV version. We call it Essentials of Victory. Okay, ESV. Okay? Yung NIV naman, Necessary in Victory yun. Okay? So ito, Essential. Okay? And it says here, we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. Background of this was Paul was writing to the church in Thessalonica. And in fact, this was one of the church where Paul said, we actually boast about you in all the different churches because of what you guys are going through. You're going through affliction and suffering and you're enduring and you're loving one another. Amazing. Bawo kami sa inyo, parang wala kayong major issue tulad ng Corinthians na mahiling mag-sex, you know, tulad ng Galatians na iba yung gospel. Pero sa Thessalonica, wala kaming issue sa inyo. Actually, yung issue lang nila, very minor. Lahat sila gusto dumating na si Lord. No? So sabi lang nila, siguro because of the persecution and the suffering that they were enduring. But Paul said, you know, I love that your church is actually growing in love, growing in number. It's healthy in spite of the persecution that's happening. In other version, it said affliction. Meron daw outside force that were putting so much harm and pain to the church, but in spite of that, they were actually growing. And this is what Paul said, and it's surprising actually, and I had to read it again and again to understand. In verse 5, he says, this is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. He said, the reason you guys are growing, it's because of the righteous judgment of God. Now, huh? Tama ba yun? Di ba lagi natin sinasabing judgment ni God pagka meron kang masamang ginawa? Pag may sin ka, di ba, the judgment of God will come upon you, brother. Di ba? Pero ito, okay naman sila. Pero sabi ni Paul, that this is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering. What Paul was actually saying here was that because of the suffering that's happening in your life, there was so much enduring grace for you to endure the suffering. And because of the judgment righteousness of God, yung mga nag-a-afflict sa inyo, nako, may araw din yan. Yun yung ibig sabihin ni Paul. No, sabi niya, ebidensya daw yan ng grace ni God. It's evidence ba? Okay? That there's that the grace of God is there, that even as they're suffering, he said, you may be deemed worthy of the calling of God, of the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Okay. You want good news, bad news? Huh? No, I only bring good news. No bad news. Okay. The good news is this. Pag Kristiyano ka, ang tanong hindi, magsasuffer ba ako hindi? Di ba marami dyan mga feel-good messages. Pag Christian ka, mawawala lahat ng problema mo. Hindi totoo yun. Tingnan mo katabi mo. Okay. May problema ka, di ba? Okay. Dala mo pa dito every week, di ba? So, hindi totoo yun na mawawala yung problema mo. In fact, mas dadami pa problema mo dahil Christian ka na. Iba na yung standard mo. You go against the flow. The world will hate me because of you. Because of your faith in Christ, people will malign and persecute you. The question is not whether you will suffer or not. The question is, when will you suffer? Jesus preached that the cross brings about suffering. In short, as Christians, expect to suffer. In fact, there is no scripture where Paul prays that the Christian would stop from their experience of suffering. Wala. Ni mismo sa church in Thessalonica, hindi prinayin ni Paul, Lord, kawawa naman sila, hintuin mo na yan, Lord, please, please, sensitive mga yan. Hindi, wala. Tuloy-tuloy lang yung suffering. And so, ang inano lang ni Paul, you know, we boast about you because there's so much grace that you're enduring such suffering and you're actually loving God more and loving each other more. It means that suffering brings about maturity. Now, nasaan dito yung justice ni God? Magkadikit ulit to. Dahil sa suffering, and the reason they could endure such suffering is because they understood the nature of God's justice. What does that mean? Right? In 1 Peter 1:7, sabi doon, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Even in 1 Peter, it says that when we suffer, it is actually a test of our faith. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, when you suffer, you are deemed worthy of the kingdom of God. Hindi ibig sabihin yan, pag hindi ka nagsuffer, hindi ka puntang heaven. Ibig sabihin yan, when suffering comes in your life, it actually makes us fit for the kingdom of God. That's why we want to create an environment of the church where the church is not like an entertainment center. We want the church to actually go and make disciples. That's why we give opportunities for you to get involved. Why? Because we don't want you to be spoiled Christians. There's no such thing as spoiled Christians. We need to be fit for the kingdom of God. Because if we think Christianity is all about going to church on a Sunday, patay tayo niyan. Pagdating ng mga trials, affliction, and suffering, the first one out is God. Why? Because we're spoiled. We've never stretched our muscles. We don't know what it means to walk in faith and to stretch out in faith and have mountain-moving faith. Why? Kasi it's sakit eh. Unfair ni God. Kiwaan niyo sa akin, cute-cute ko. Parang ganun yung dating. Yeah. Kaya nga, pag mga kids natin, pag dinadala natin sa kids' church, hindi po yan entertainment, hindi daycare center yan. Kanina umaga, punong-puno ng bata, and there are hundreds of kids here in the mall because of Halloween. Diba? And their parents woke up early to prepare them and dress them up like Satan. Okay? With intense passion to get more candies. Okay? Sabi ko, grabe, pag makuha to ng mga parents, na may intense passion sila, nag-create sila ng environment para yung mga anak nila maging Christ-like. Hindi lang magmukhang Christ, no? Pero to be really Christ-like, imagine the growth of our kids. If parents would partner with kids in kids' church and go home and create an environment where the gospel is celebrated, imagine how powerful that would be. We would have kids who would go through affliction and they would say, Daddy, Mommy, don't worry. God is with us. Kaya nga, pag may problema na pinagdadaanan ng pamilya, gather niyo yung mga anak niyo. Huwag niyong isarili yan. Problema kayo sa pera, huwag lang kayo mag-asawa. Dalhin niyo yung mga anak niyo. Kasi kahit naman wala kayong pera, hingi pa rin ng pera sa yan. Di ba? Gather mo para alam nila yung pinagdadaanan niyo at alam nila kung paano gagalaw si Lord sa sitwasyon niyo. You're building up their faith. Don't program them to just go to kids' church and then clock in and clock out. You want them to be disciples of Jesus Christ. It builds up your faith. Sabi nga ni Rick Warren, sabi niya, you don't get faith by sitting in a Bible study group or just talking about it. A lot of Christians, they love to talk. Oh, they love to discuss so much theology. Faith is like muscle. It develops by being used. The more you use your faith, the more it gets stretched. And the more it gets stretched, the more God is able to bless your life. Because you're ready with whatever challenges that comes your way. Makes us fit for the kingdom of God. Sabi sa 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. So, the church in Thessalonica were suffering and it was preparing them for something beyond all comparison. Okay na mag-suffer kasi sabi niya, it's light and momentary. Sa Tagalog, lilipas din yan. Sino sa inyo, gutom na? Lilipas din yan. Okay, tulad ko, gutom ako. Lilipas din to, pagod ako ngayon. Lilipas din to, mamaya matutulog na rin ako. Diba? All our problems. Sino sa inyo yung problema nyo nung 1-year-old kayo hanggang ngayon, problema nyo pa rin? Except kung itsura nyo yan. Okay, but, diba? Lilipas lahat yan. Magmamature ka, diba? Hindi ka masyado nakatingin na sa looks, or sa pera, or sa fame, diba? And the gospel becomes real to you. Lilipas din. It actually makes you stronger. Kaya nga yung mga martyrs before, pagka raw sinusunog sila, if you read the Fox Book of Martyrs, some of them would even be singing songs of praise. Even though they did not renounce their faith, they'll die, they would worship God. Why is that so? Because they understand something. They understood the justice of God. This was what Paul was saying in Thessalonians. He said that this is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God. That those people who are being afflicted, one day, there's a promise relieved. Some of us will have relief now. Some of us, our relief will be 20 years from now. Some, on the day you die. Right? But one day, God says there will be relief. Hindi natin alam kailan. Yung iba sa atin, bilis lang eh. Lord, tanggalin mo na itong ano, tanggal. Yung iba, Lord, tanggalin mo na, dyan pa rin, nakakapit pa rin. Pinakasalan mo nga eh, di ba? So ayaw matanggal yan. So till the day you die yan, covenant nyo yan, di ba? Pero tapos na, light and momentary affliction. Relief, there's relief. That's why the Bible says in Revelation, there'll be no tears in heaven. Okay? Eric Clapton said that also. Alright? And so, there's no tears, there's no sorrow, there's no sickness in heaven. It's light and momentary affliction. Okay? But at the same time, the Bible says there's retribution. Sa mga taong who brings injustice to my people, their number one enemy is God Himself. And it's a scary thought, but it's a message of hope for the people who have been afflicted. Sabi sa verse 6, since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you. Okay. What does affliction means? Okay. Yung mga nag-MMA, alam niyo yan, affliction. Okay. No? Affliction is something that's given to you by an outside force. You didn't bring it upon yourself. Iba yung kasalanan, consequence ng sin sa affliction. Ha? Yung affliction, di ba? Pwedeng may gustong manira ng buhay mo, wala ka namang ginagawa, basta hindi ka lang niya trip. Diba? Or diba? Somebody spreading malicious lies about you and destroying you. Those are affliction. It's an outside force that's putting harm on you and in you. And so the Bible says God will repay. It is actually just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you. In short, you're untouchable. And if somebody touches you, their number one enemy is God. And He says to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. Two things worthy to be noted here. Two words, relief and retribution. Number one, sabi sa Bible, we will all experience suffering, but there will be relief when Jesus returns. Again, I said some short, some, it's when Jesus comes back on the second coming, that's when relief comes. Right? That's why your faith would continue to be stretched. Huwag niyong isipin, hindi na kayo matatempt. Ang tao nagsabi, nako, wala nang temptation na tatabla sa akin. Yan ang temptation na magsisira sa inyo, yung kayabangan nyo. Because there will be relief when Jesus comes, alright? Don't be too proud and say, no, I don't need the relief. No, nothing will happen to me. There is something because we are preaching the message of suffering that's found at the cross. At the same time, those who afflict you will have God as their number one enemy, and there will be no relief on the day of God's judgment. What does that mean? Diba? Yung iba sa atin dito, afflicted. Kinawawa tayo. Pero yung iba, meron nag-a-afflict sa inyo or kayo nang-a-afflict sa iba. Diba? You don't want to be in that on number two, na kayo yung nag-a-afflict sa iba. Pero ito yung problema natin sa kwarto na to. Sino sa atin dito wala pa tayong in-afflict na iba? Wala pa tayong sinaktan na tao. Wala pa tayong niloko. Meron ba? Huh? Meron? Ako lang ba? Nela ka lang. In short, lahat tayo dito, ano? Pag-isipin mo, kung ano, Sino sa atin dito? Example, ha? Sample lang. Di ba nung lumabas yung pork barrels, kam, galit pa talaga. Grabe sila. Dapat dyan napunta yung ano ko. Yan, napunta ngayon tuloy sa mga ganyan, sa mga ano. Di ba? Kaya ayaw ko magbayad ng taxes, ganyan. Dami mo sinasabi, di ba? Galit na galit. Facebook ka, tapos talaga, di ba? Nakalimutan mo, Christian ka, nagmumura ka sa social media. Kaya gawa mo lahat sa sobrang galit mo. Yeah, tanong. May tanong lang din ako. Sino sa inyo dito, never kayo nanakaw? Oras nyo sa office, nag-undertime kayo, may kinupit kang bond paper, di ba? Or whatever that is, kinuha mo yung Gideon Bible sa hotel, kung ano man yung mga, di ba? Yung pilo sa aeroplano, kinuha mo. Di ba? Sino sa atin dito wala pang ginawang ganon? Di ba? Ang lakas natin, no? Grabe yan, mga magnanakaw yan. Ganyan-ganyan. Sino sa inyo dito ninakaw niyo oras para sa pamilya niyo at binigay niyo sa iba? Minsan, lakas natin, eh, no? Now, anong gusto kong sabihin dito? Hindi ko sinasabi na huwag tayo magalit, no? Sinasabi ko lang, lahat tayo pantay-pantay sa mata ng Diyos. We're all guilty. We've all afflicted someone. Sinaktan mo misis mo, sinaktan mo puso ko, nagyan mo ng posporo. Ano pa ba yun? Kay Josh ko naririnig yun. Eh. Okay. Pero, ibig sabihin, we're all in the same level playing field. We're all the same here. We're guilty in the eyes of God. All of us deserves the justice of God. Ang nakakatuwa lang sa tao kasi pag may nagkasalang iba, anong prayer natin, Lord? Ha? Tingnan mo, Lord, sana tamaan na ng kidlat yan in Jesus' name. Yeah. Galit na galit ka, no? Pag may ginawa. Tanong, pag ikaw may ginawa ka masama, anong prayer mo? Oh God of mercy and the God of grace. Di ba? Ayaw mo nang, gusto mo yung justice sa iba, pero sa iyo walang justice, no? Kaya nga sinasabi natin, it's the God that nobody wants because in light of God's holiness and jealousy and justice, we are all guilty. Nobody here is safe. I can make a privileged speech and all of us, I'll bring you down to the grave with me. Why? Parang may laman yun. Ha? Okay. Why? Because we're all guilty of the same sin and we all deserve the full justice of God and that's our big problem. Ano ba yung justice ni God? Verse 8. Inflaming fire. Wow. Sino nagutom? Okay. Pero kayo niluluto dito, no? Tayo to. Inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God. I thank God I know you. And those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Sino dito you fully obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and not rely on your works for righteousness? Lahat tayo dito. Okay. Next week, I'll continue my message. Depressing, no? Grabe to. Hindi tayo matutulog nito. Verse 7, God says that He's a God of just. He's a just God. Verse 7 says, God will be revealed. The judge will be awesome and at the same time, devastating. And He will instill fear in the hearts of people who don't believe in Him but hope for the believers. Si God kasi, pag nag-judge yan, He doesn't go into some frenzy over emo thing where He gets out of control and say, ba't ganon? Diba? Tapos nagalit na siya, hindi niya makontrol, pinagsasampal-sampal tayo, diba? Hindi ganon. Si God, objective yan, mag-judge. That's why He's a righteous judge. Ibig sabihin, may kasalanan ka? O sige, ito yung punishment yan. Adam and Eve, kinain niyo yan? O ito yung punishment yan. Pwedeng patawad? Wala. I'm a God of justice. Who wants God to be a God of justice? All of us wants God. Imagine mo, di ba, pag si God, God of injustice, laro yun ah. Okay? Di ba, pag si God, God of injustice, so, sa kanya, hindi, okay. Nagkasala ka, okay lang. Ikaw, hindi, susunugin kita. Parang, Lord naman, nabayaran niya, nabayaran. Di ba? Which is true, di ba? Well, that's why si God, very objective. Pag may sin, this is the punishment. The wages of sin is death. It's clear. You sin, death. Adam said, but it's one sin. Wages of sin is death. When we sin against God, brings spiritual death in us. We're separated from God. So, that's the justice of God being served. Verse 9. Let me continue on. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might. Ibig sabihin, pag nagkasala tayo, kahit kano kakabait, kahit isang kasalanan lang, wala na. Sa mata ng Diyos, pantay-pantay yan. Hindi ibig sabihin pantay-pantay yung consequences, pero pantay-pantay yung punishment. Because of sin, we are eternally separated from God. Away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might, there's eternal destruction. Tawag dyan hell, na minsan ayaw natin pag-usapan kasi baka ma-offend ang tao. Tanong, nasa Bible ba? Yun yung ano eh. Nasa Bible eh. I can't skirt around this. I can't say eternal destruction is a state of the mind. It's not. There's a place prepared for people who don't obey the Lord. And the problem again is that all of us did not obey the Lord. So do you want to know the secret? I won't share. Hindi, lang lang. Okay. Hindi pa tapos. Hindi pa tapos to, no? In verse 10, he says something. When he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed because our testimony to you was believed. It means those who reject God, those who afflict others would have their place in eternal destruction. But he says, one day I'll come as a God who is righteous and just. Okay? And I will show who I really am. Pero sabi dito, meron daw masisave. Paano mangyari yun? Eh, lahat tayo nagkasala. Pero meron daw maliligtas. How could that happen? Could we really save ourselves? That's the question. He says, Paul prays, to this end, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of His calling and may you fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by His power so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in Him according to the grace of our Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ. He was saying, the only way for us to get saved is actually through the name of Christ and through grace alone. That's why Paul never prayed, Lord, end their suffering. Paul said, Lord, may they be deemed worthy of the kingdom of God. May they be fit for the kingdom of God. Diyan mo makikita kasi, diyan natetest yung faith natin. Saan ba tayo nakahawak? The scripture tells us two things that will happen, and I will repeat it again. Okay? Una is relief, di ba? He'll bring relief. And second, retribution. As of now, with my explanation, all of us here will have retribution. Am I right? Not just those, ako afflicted ako eh. Yeah, pero we afflicted others also, there's retribution. Now, how do we get to relief? Okay. Sabi sa Bible, when the day of Jesus comes. Okay. Now, to those who are sure of their standing with God and who put their faith in Christ, there's relief for you. Okay? Now, for those who don't want Christ, there's retribution. Eternal punishment in eternal flame. Kanta ulit yun. Okay? In flaming fire. Okay? Ang good news dito sa sobrang bait ni Lord, sabi niya, when I return. So every day we breathe, every day we're alive, there's hope. That's the grace of God. We all deserve hell. We all deserve the wrath of God. But He says, till I come, there's still hope for you to repent of your ways and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, pairam ng coin. To explain, I have here a 5 peso coin. Okay? Medyo lumaki, no? Mataas value nito. Alright? Somebody explained to me about God's justice using a coin. And that's where my aha moment was. And I hope you have your aha moment with my explanation. I hope I do justice to the explanation. Sabi niya, God's nature is like a coin. God is a God of justice. It means He will not let sin go unpunished. It is against His nature. May kasalanan ka, you need to pay for it. That's a just God. My sin wages of my sin is death. Okay. But he says, on the other side of the coin is that God is love. He doesn't want the people to perish in eternal flame. That's why John 3:16 is a very famous verse. Can everyone say it with me? For God... Parang iba, peace be with you na sinasabi niya. Alright? Sabi niya, whoever believes in Him will not perish. That's the God of justice, making a way out so you will not perish but have eternal life. So sobrang mahal tayo ni Lord. And for us to understand God's justice, for us to understand God's love, dapat alam mo yung justice ni God. Minsan kasi sobrang good news na lang yung gospel, hindi natin alam yung bad news. So, walang kwenta yung good news. Yeah. Share ko sa inyo, anong good news? Yeah. Mahal ka ni Lord. Okay, alam ko yan. Lahat tayo, mahal ni Lord. Yeah. In fact, when we went to Indonesia, may holiday palagi. They have 1,000 different gods. So, some stores are closed at this day because they're worshiping the holiday of this God. And then the next day, the holiday of this God. Di ba? So, sabihin mo sa kanila, God is love. Oh, I know. Di ba? Ganun yan. Kahit saan ka pumunta. Bakit? Kasi hindi nila naintindihan yung justice eh. Kung love na walang justice, ano yung love? Pero pag naintindihan mo, dahil sa justice ni God, lahat tayo pupuntang impyerno. Pero sobrang mahal niya tayo, ayaw niya tayo pumunta doon. Ngayon, ma-appreciate mo yung love, tama ba? Am I right? Pag may police na nagsabi sa'yo, bro, I love you. Okay pa. Whoa, ano yun? Okay. Hindi, ibig sabihin kasi, dapat huluin na kita, punta ka na sanang presinto, dahil may ginawa ka, pinapatawad kita, actually binayaran ko yung penalty nung ticket mo. Di ba? Kaya I love you, bro. Di ba? Maintindihan mo, di ba? Ha, okay. Love you too. Pero pagka nag-I love you lang yan, out of the blue, hindi mo maintindihan, di ba pa? Weird naman nun. Ganun ngayon ang presentation ng gospel eh. Love ka ni Lord. Ah, okay, thank you. Okay. Oh, love din ako ni ganito, love din ako ni ganyan. Love din ako ng pusa ko, ng aso ko. Diba? It's the same kind of love. Because you don't understand the extent of His nature. But when you understand that He's a God of justice, you would say, wow, minahal ako ni Lord kahit na sobrang righteous judge siya, labag sa loob niya, napatawarin ako. Pero may kailangan magbayad nun. At sino nagbayad nun? Yung kanyang bigati na anak. Diba? Si Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin. Therefore, now I appreciate God's love because I understand God's justice. It's both ways. That's the nature of God. God is just and God is love. The justice of God demands us paying for our sin by experiencing God's wrath. God cannot let sin go unpunished. But in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 9 and 10, look at this. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. There was a change of worship from idols to God. And because of that, verse 10, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. In short, Jesus now delivered us from the wrath of God. Because God was a God of justice, may right siyang magalit, at galit na galit na siya, and the only way to appease Him was to send His Son, Jesus, to pay for the penalty of our sin. Di nyo ba napansin, almost all religion, gusto kopyahin to, pero never ending. To appease the gods. Because in Scripture, you would see that God had every right to serve justice and declare all of us guilty of sin. The only way to appease God was for someone to pay the penalty for our sin. Religion will tell you to do this. So whether it's Protestant, Evangelical, Buddhist, or whatever religion that is, if you're in the religious mindset, you would do everything to appease God. Jesus said, it's finished. I did it already for you. that's a picture of my love, so that justice may be served. God had to kill his very own son for us. Jesus actually died for God, not for us. Jesus died to appease the wrath of God. And because of that, we see now that God is a God of love by sending his son, Jesus. Amazing. Amazing what the cross is. I hope that when you see the cross, you won't see it just as a fashion statement or a religious ornament, but you would see the loving act of Jesus when he came down here on earth to appease the wrath of God. He delivered us from the wrath that was to come. Let me end with this picture. Remember, God is just. At the same time, God is love. And to understand God's love, you have to understand God's justice. He doesn't want us to suffer the consequences of our sin. That's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sin. Revelation says, the devil, the accuser, will accuse us day and night. You say, Joash, itong ginawa mo, itong ginawa mo, itong ginawa mo. But on the side, Jesus is saying, no, paid in full. I died for that man. He will no longer perish, but will have eternal life with God. That is the gospel. That is the message of Jesus. And for us to fully appreciate is for us to understand that God is a God of justice. Right? On another, not really a side note, but pertaining to the text, as we are trying to be as faithful as much to the text, is that for those of you who are being afflicted at this time, okay, not a sin of your own doing, but somebody's afflicting you, there's relief for you that the Bible promises. Whether you're a single mom, iniwang ka nung ano mo, tapos ikaw naghihirap ngayon, hirap ng buhay, bakit ganito, I have to go to work, drive the kids to school, you know. We have so many single moms here, and that's their question always, why did this happen? They're having a hard time. It came about because of an unfaithfulness of someone. The Bible says, there's promised relief for you. There's grace for you to endure. Secondly, the Bible also promises this retribution. Kawawa yung unfaithful na yon. Kawawa kay Lord yon. Until Jesus returns. So may hope pa naman siya. Pag nag-repent siya, may hope pa naman. Pero pag tinanggihan niya si Lord, kawawa siya. Yung mga taong gusto sirain ang buhay niyo, may promise ako sa inyo, there will be relief for you. One day, mawawala din yan. Kukunin din ni Lord yan. Either yung problema nyo yung tao, no? But the second thing is there's retribution. Jesus will fight for you. Don't put matters into your own hands. Yung iba sa atin gusto mamadali. Ano, patumbay na natin yan, di ba? Gawin natin na brand, di ba? Pastor, curse na natin. Okay, hindi, wala po kaming ganun, no? Na ministry. Okay, wala kaming cursing ministry dito, no? But ang meron lang kami is that, ang meron lang tayo actually, is the word of God that says, God will be their enemy. And I think that's great hope for those who are afflicted and a great warning for those afflicting others. It's great hope for us. There's relief. Thank you, Lord. At the same time, it's a warning for those of us living in sin and afflicting others. It's time for you to repent of your ways. I know this is a hard message, but if there are things you need to repent of, please. Pagbully ka, inflicting harm on others, it's time to repent. Okay? In God's eyes, you've got a big problem. Okay? And I pray God's mercy upon you. But I don't know if it will work because I'm going against Scripture. But I do hope you would come to your senses and repent of your ways and turn to God. Okay? Aren't you just amazed of God's love for us? Grabe, no? Justice, pero may love. Gumawa pa rin ng paraan para maikot yung sistema, no? Kasi I just need to pour out my wrath, but I send my son Jesus. So it won't happen. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Father, we thank you. For you're a God who is just. Ibig sabihin, Lord, objective ka. Hindi ka pumipili. Lahat kami pare-parehas, pantay-pantay sa mata ng Diyos. Lord, I thank you because of that, it brings about security to your people. Because of that, Lord, there were early fathers of the faith who died believing and looking at Christ as the righteous judge. And one day, the Lord will bring vengeance on those who persecute us. Lord, at the same time, Lord, we thank you because you're a God of love. Lord, that in your justice, you know that somebody needs to pay for it. But instead of us paying for the penalty of our sin, you chose your Son, Jesus, so that the wrath of God won't come upon us, that we will not perish, but have eternal life. Lord, sana pagka binabasa namin yung Bible and we come across the gospel, it would be different now. We would appreciate all the more because we understand where we really stand. But because of your grace, you took us out, Lord, of condemnation and brought us eternal life, the grace and the favor of God. And we can worship you not because of how good we are, but because of how good you are. That is your justice and love at work. You know, if you've never given your life to Christ, maybe you're living in sin. Today's the day of your salvation, I believe. Today you can come before God and repent of your sin and say, God, I don't want to rebel against you anymore. I don't want to afflict harm and sin to others. I want to surrender before you while there's still time. If that's you, just pray before God and just say, God, that's me. I'm a rebellious son and a daughter or a daughter. I want you to forgive me. I'm asking Jesus to come into my life. Transform me, Jesus. Do your supernatural work in me. Lord, I surrender. Lord, I acknowledge my sin before you. I acknowledge how dirty I am, how filthy I am, and I need the grace of God. Thank you that because of your love, justice has been served. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on my behalf. I just want to pray for one more group here. If you're here today, you're experiencing affliction. There are people harming you. There are people trying to destroy you. You don't understand why. That's you. Can you just lift up your hands? I want to pray a prayer for you. It's a prayer of faith. Not a prayer to stop the affliction, but a prayer of faith and grace to endure the suffering. Because I believe God is building up your faith muscles. There will be more, but you'll be more ready when it comes. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters today who are lifting up their hands. Lord, we know affliction is not nice. Affliction takes us out of our comfort. Suffering makes us, you know, emotional. But Lord, we also know that it builds our faith, builds our muscles. It makes us fit for the kingdom of God. Makes us, Lord, prepared for more storms to come. Because Christianity is not about a message of relaxation. But Lord, the message of the gospel is a message of suffering, of long suffering and endurance. Because Lord, as Christians, we don't hold on to the comforts of this world, but we hold on to Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for being a God of justice. That in spite of my suffering, you are before me. You are sovereign and you are strong and you will fight my battles. Lord, that the enemy, Lord, would experience your very own judgment. Lord, may I not take matters into my own hands. May I wait upon the Lord. Lord, na kayo ang makipag-away, Lord, makipaglaban. Lord, fight my fight. It's your battle, Lord. I surrender to you. And I thank you for the assurance of retribution. And I do pray, Lord, for those people who are trying to harm me, Lord, that in their lifetime they would get to know Jesus as well. Lord, that you'll give me also the grace, Lord, to accept that there's still hope for them. And we're praying, Lord, that they would encounter you. They would be changed the same way you're doing your work in me. I thank you, God. I give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's give God a big hand. Thank you, Lord. Right, can we just all stand up? Let me just bless you. Now, if you need any prayer, some of you, you're going through some injustice. We want to pray for you and stand with you. After the service, you can come forward. I'd love to pray for you. Let me just bless you right now, Lord. Let me bless each and every one here. I pray, Lord, as we go out of this place, even as we have a long week, Lord, of relaxation, I pray, God, that we would be able to connect with you in a whole new way, Lord. And we'll be able, Lord, to reveal more of yourselves to us, Lord, even as this rest time is. I pray that we would really experience real rest. Lord, not a lot of activities, but rest in you. May you bless each and every family here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.